Today's Duff Your Bet, and last year we started talking about the king, in terms of Met Lo Met, etc. So the last case was Met Lo Met, Ein Yotzei Mipetach Paltrin Shelo. That's what Mishnah started. However, at the very end of that Mishnah, it said that when it came to the Surat Havra'ah, he would sit on a dargash, which I explained last of a footstool, but it's and then Moshe says it's a mita shel mazal ha'umdim bebayit. It's like a smaller type of bed, and the kol ha'am would sit on the ground. Okay, so the Mishnah says we'll see from here the fact that the Mishnah ends differently to the way discussed about the Kohen is 2 points. One is dargash in yesh bo mishum kfiat mita, that yes, normally such a bed would have to be turned over. The kfiat mita was one of the signs of mourning we learned back in Masechet Mor Katan. However, the melech is not chayiv to do that. That's why he could sit on it comfortably, as opposed to the Kohen that we were showing honor. He had to sit on the safsal, which is a less respected bench, didn't require kviat mitzvah. Okay, let's continue. Itani tani nashim, hanashim ma'achot. So the levaya, how would it work? So one writer says the women go first, followed by the men. Vanish machareihem. Itani tani. Others say the word opposite, that it was actually anashim go tchila v'nashim achareihem. Now, there's two ways to explain it. The way the Qumran explains the sugya, it's talking about in front of the Met and behind the Met. So the Met in between. However, there are others, the Pnei Moshe talks about more like in a train, meaning simply who goes first. The Met is first, and then it's a question of who goes first. So the Gemara says, Manda amar nashim tchila. Why is it that the women go first? Shehem garmu mita la'olam. Because they brought death to the world. That's where the chet of eating from the here from the in Gan Eden with Chava. Now, so Umandam, however, Nashim Tchila said the men should go first. Mikvad banot Yisrael, it's not Kavah b'nei Yisrael, shilma betim b'nashim, that the men are behind and looking at all the women. So that's why they said the men should go first. One saying, v'haktiv v'amelech David holech acharei amita. This is by the, okay, we made reference to this in yesterday's shiur by the Kura of Avner. That it would to make it clear that he wasn't under his instruction. So anyway, before we discuss that already, the context of it, the Mishnah says, but he was walking achar mitah. So according to the Korban, it makes a lot of sense to saying, oh, he was behind the mitah by the Nashim, not in front. Or according to the Pnei Moshe, it's not simply by achar mitah, it says with the Am, and the Am is understood as being amongst the women. So what's going on here? So the Gemara now says, because again, it was quite clear that David HaMelech wanted to lefayes at the Am. He wanted to appease and to make sure it was clear that it wasn't him that instructed the killing of Amr. Once he finished with that, he would sort of move between the two different groups. Okay, let's continue. Vayashav David. Okay. Now, this is talking about the when the Aron was brought to, well, where Yerushalayim, where it would be. Now, here there was a bigger party, if you like, big excitement, and David HaMelech danced about. And it says in the Pasuk, it says, V'yashuv David levarech et beito. He went home to bless his house, but it says, Michal bat Shaul. Michal bat Shaul and criticized David. The Krat Aviv, the Tomash says, Ma nichpada yom melech Yisrael, shnigla yom leinei am ha'od avadav. Meaning, you revealed yourself amongst the Am Ha'ot and Avadav, so which is amongst your servants, like one of the Reikim. I have to explain what the Reikim is. So the Gemara says, what is this Reikim? How did he expose himself like one of the Reikim? So Amar Rav Bar Kahana, Ha'Reikim Shebareikim, the lowest of the lows, if you like, Zer Arkastas, or Arkistas. So Arki, according to the Karbanet, means like a Sar, and Satim is like Listim, so like a chief thief. So you acted in a very base way. So Amra lo hayom nigla. Here we can see the honor of my father's house. Beit Av, I'm referring to Shaul. Why? Because it says Amra alav al beit Shaul. Shelo, because in the household, not just Shaul, but also his household, they were very, very modest. Shelo ra'u otan lo ek akev, that they didn't see, meaning Shaul, they wouldn't see his not his heel and not his toe, mia mehem. Incredibly modest. No private part, not even a heel or a toe was seen. And as it says, we bring this incident. Now, this is a famous story where Shaul HaMelech went to reveal himself inside a cave, not knowing that was a cave where David HaMelech was hiding. Okay? But when he went to go to that location, it was done with tremendous tzniut. So it went by the Gidrotzon, which is like pens, if you like. It says Rav Lazar says geder lifnei migeder haya. It was a fence behind a fence. So gibrotzon. Okay. Ve'yavor Shaul la'asechar, God came to reveal himself. As he would want to reveal himself, would cover himself with other piece of clothing. So even though it was in the private of privates, in a fence behind a fence inside this cave, he would not expose himself within that location. Okay, and it says, Amar David HaMelech said that in that case, Arur Magab HaHanin Tznia. Of course, it's anyone who touches this tzanu individual. Hadadumar lei, that's why he said when Davenath came out and said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was given me today, I could have killed you. When he confronted Shaul HaMelech later, the pasuk is, Hayom hazeh ra'u anecha et asher natanecha Hashem, hayom biyadi b'ma'ara. He gave me 2 hands in Mara. You were there, unprotected, completely exposed. I could have killed you. Va'amar lakecha, v'tachos alecha. And he says, v'tachos alecha, and I had mercy on you. Now, interestingly, the Gemara said, it doesn't say, achos alecha, I had mercy. Rather, alecha enktiv, ela v'tachos alecha. In other words, you ended up having mercy on yourself. How so? Snuotcha hi chasa alecha. Meaning the way you carried yourself with such snuot is what ended up saving. Okay, let's continue. V'yomer David al Micha. David said to Micha, this is back to the story where she rebuked him for prancing about when the Aron was being brought and not acting in the way of tzniut like her father, if you like. But it says, and first she said, Ve'im ha'imaho. It says, it says amahot, but it says, Ve'im amahot asher amata imam ikabeda. So here it says, "Menakolti od mizot, vaiti shafal be'enai, ve'im amot asher amart imam ekaveda." Meaning, and this is David's response. It says, "Yes, he was ultimately honored amongst the imahot. Why? She'ein an imahot ela imahot. They weren't considered like just base maid servants. They were considered respectable imahot, as in mothers. Okay." And the reference here is to say that, that he was saying that they're respectable, if you put it that way. To Umane and Shta, why was Michal punished? Well, it's a Michal lo haya la vlad. It says she never had children. But saying active, but it says Vahashishi. Now this is when the Navi was rebuking David HaMelech for what happened with Bathsheba. He says, but you already have 6 wives and I could give you kehena bekehena. We'll get to that in a minute. But it says Bashishi and the sixth, meaning the son he had. Yitra'em, well, that's actually later on, but it's referring to his sixth son from his sixth wife, was Le'egla Ishto. Igla is the name of his wife. And that's referring to Michal. So, mashma, she had a child. So, Ela She'ga'at ke'egla v'metashet, she, if you like, moaned or made an animal noise, if you like an egla, like a calf, and died. So, in other words, she died in childbirth. Okay. So in the al there's no person who was degraded himself more than David when it comes to the mitzvah. So why did he degrade himself so far in mitzvah to show honor to the Torah? The Aaron. Because when what happened with when the Aaron came to Beit Shemesh, they end up just looking at the Aaron and didn't give it respect. And therefore, Shehem Nahagu Mabitim, Cormelita says. Shayu nahagu minhag bizayon barubama bitimba. They were just looking at it, not showing respect. Lefichat, that's why bizatzmo, he degraded himself, lifnei Aaron, kedei shilimadu, they'll learn me, man, or shetzarich linhog kavod gadol ba'aron. They have to show tremendous respect to the Aaron in order not to die. Okay? And then, having mentioned that, the Gemara is now continue talking about a bit of what happened in Beit Shemesh. So in other words, he degraded himself to show that his kavod was not more important, if you like, than that of the Aaron. So he was dancing and trying to respect in that way, by the king's kavod not being above that, so that they would not degrade the respect of the Aaron itself. Okay? Etc. In other words, his kavod was below the kavod of the Aaron. That's what we're talking about. Now, Rav Chanina, Rav Mana, Chadamar, Vayach Ba'am Shivimish. So what happened is, unfortunately, it was 70 people died. Now the pasuk itself is interesting. It says, "V'yach ban shei Beit Shemesh kiru ba'aron Hashem v'yach ba'am shivim ish v'chamishim elef ish." So it was 70 people and 50,000 people. Was it 70 or 50 or 50,000 and 70? Like, why are you mentioning it in such a funny way? So the Gemara says, "V'yach ba'am shivim ish." There were 70 people were killed. That was the Sanhedrin. V'chamishim elef that was shakul keneged 50 elef, because they were equivalent to, or their stature, if you like, to 50,000 people. However, Chadamar, no, it's actually two classes of people he were talking about. Chadamar v'yapa am shivim ish, that's tzanid, and v'chamishim elef was am aretz from everybody else. So they're mentioned separately to stress that the tzanid was killed amongst other people as well, but they classed or counted separately. Okay, let's continue. Steve, we're going back to the, if you like, the humility of David HaMelech. We're talking about the tzniut of Shaul, and now we're talking about the humility of David HaMelech. Shema lo David asher lo gava libi, I did not get proud in my heart. That's B'shah Shem Meshachani Shaul, Shmuel, when Shmuel anointed me as to be the Melech. V'lo ramo enai, my eyes didn't become hoary B'shah Shaharakti Goliath, when I killed Goliath, right? V'lo halachti b'gdolot, I didn't, lo halachti with gdolot, with, if you like, grandeur, another sign of not being, sorry, of not being hoary, if you like. That's B'shah Shehaleti Ha'aron, that I didn't let get my have my honor get in the way of showing respect and honor to the Aaron, which is the case we just talked about. V'nifla'ot mimeni, meaning the or nifla'ot from me. So meaning b'sha'ah sheichzirani la'malchut. Again, the Korban explains that he was mochel on those people that rebelled from him when they had the rebellion times of Avshal. In other words, he was machalti l'shimi ben geira or sharamon b'avuna. Okay. Then it says, Ella, then it continues, Im lo shaviti v'domamti k'gmul alei imo k'gamul alei nafshi. What's this expression, k'gamul alei imo k'gamul nafshi? It says, kahen yenuka. So we're talking about a young child. D'nachi meme ime, ken, that is will feed from its mother, ken have nafshi alei. So to my nefesh with me. Now, what's this mean? What's the reference to comparing to Tinok? So the Korban Eder says, "Kitinok hayotze mimeimo, like a young child that comes from its mother, she'en ruchu gasa. It's not hori lanek mishteimo. It's not beneath him to feed from his mother. There's no ga'ava there. He doesn't want to be served with a silver spoon. Ken aita nafshi alai, so to my nefesh with me. Tavi Amelach talking about when it comes to the Limud Torah, she'en mikbech Limud Torah mafilu mikatnei Yisrael, that I am not too proud to learn from anybody. I mean, if someone has a chiddush, I'll learn from them, even from the lowest of Am Yisrael." Just in other, again, just as a child is not discerning when it comes to feeding from its mother, so too I'm not discerning when it comes to learning Torah. Fine. This is now halacha. Hey, next Mishnah. Umatzila milchama l'rashut, he can take him out to milchemet rashut. Milchemet rashut is not for defense, but for expansion of borders, things like that. However, he has to do that al pi beitin with approval of beitin of Shin Be'achad, which is Sanhedrin. And the kings, also, if it's discussing a king, we can see other times. Before we're just talking about Avelut, now we're talking about or Dan and Din and things like that. But here we're talking about other rights of a king. Poretz lo derech v'in memachim b'do. If he needs to make passage, he can go through someone else's field and break through the fence. Derech ha-melech enshura, and the width of that has no measure. V'kol ha-ambozazim, when they would take spoils, not nim lefanav, they would take spoils and place it in front of him. V'um matel chelek b'rosh, and he can take whichever part he wishes first. Okay, the Gemara says, Muslim lech rashut, dichtiv al pi v'yetsu v'al pi yavo'u. Now, you have to continue the pasuk. As most of the time we hear, see here, it says v'chol b'nei Yisrael ito v'chol ha'eda. So it seems to be v'chol ha'eda is also combining the fact that Sanhedrin has to be part of the decision-making process. It sounds like. Okay, next. Uporetz lasot lo geder dechtiv nahagu lifnei ha'mikne v'yomno ze shalal David. Now this is talking about the spoils of war, and it seemed to be presenting it before David to take. Now this, the way the name Moshe explains it, is mistama chalku hayafen chalko hayafen nahagu lifnehem, meaning it seems to be, I think the way he's explaining it is that that he can, when they were, yeah, the Pnei Moshe says this is Davka talking about not the Poretz Geder Din but the Bozazim, meaning the spoils, and the king gets first pick. Okay, because he says that previously Ramatchil, he says, like it continues that. I don't know if I should tell you something. It's also still talking about the actual Poretz Geder, but we'll just leave it like it is now. Okay. Next says, Huayam David. Now, this is talking about, there's a section in Divrayam in the talk about the various heroes of Divine Melech. And the reason why I mention this is because it will be it comes into this discussion of being Poretz Geder, but let's just continue it now. Who are im David? The pas damim. It was with David and pas damim. Now, what's pas damim? So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Bechak al sumkat sumkata." So damim was red, a field of red, a red field. Okay. You'll see, because the understanding is actually could was of Adashim, but we'll continue. We'll get to that soon. Shmuel Amar Shemisham. So Pas Damim is a Hifsikta of Damim. That's where the bloodshed ended. So war ended. That was the point. Okay, but what happened there? Same pasuk. So I'll just read the full pasuk so you can appreciate it. It says, "Huyan David ba pastamim va plishtim asfu sham le milchama." They were there in the world. Vidi chal katasa dem le asurim, and that field was full of seorim. Va'am nasu mipnei plishtim, and the am fled because of the plishtim. We make mention of this field being a red field, okay, which sounds like it's talking about lentils, adashim. We'll get to that soon. And it's also talking about seorim. And we're also talking about the fact that I have to go through someone's field. So you see how this all fits together soon. So Rav Yaakov says, it says, "Ama adashimayu ela shata in ba shalahem yafekesh seorim." That really was, even though it says it was shel seorim, it was really lentil field. But it was, if you like, it was so big, it was so ripe that it looked like it's seorim. So Amar Rav Levi says, "No, elu hena plishtim. This refers to plishtim, the adashim. Shu baim skufim, that came proud kseorim." And they end up leaving b'nemuchim, meaning humbled, if you like, from the battlefield. But we see here the accounts are different in Divrei Hayamim as they are from Shmuel. As it says, in Shmuel it says that this field was full of barley. So it v'ktiv mele'a adashim. Sorry, my mistake. No, it was right. No, it's the same pasuk. Sorry, in Shmuel. V'acharei, sorry, I made a mistake. V'acharav shama, it says, Ven ager harari v'yasvu plishtim lachayav v'ti sham chelkat hasadeh mele'asur adashim v'ha'am nas mipnei plishtim. Oh, so it was right. Sorry, yes, correct. Sorry, it was Shmuel that says it looked like adashim, where it was adashim, whereas we have se'urim in Divrei Hayamim. So how do we deal with this? And Gemara says as follows: Shana achat haita, it was 1 year, ushtei sadot haita, and there were actually two fields, and David HaMelech wasn't sure what to do. Because one was Se'urim, one was Adashim. So pshitali, it seemed to be, it was obvious to David HaMelech that a king, let's talk about, it's a war, etc., he's allowed to break through a field. He's allowed to avi, to destroy the field, v'litein damim, and then pay the person back. However, Dilma perhaps is asking the question, I take it pshitli, Li'avin, maybe I can break through the field, let's get there, etc., and go through the field, shaloli ten damim, but not have to pay. And that's question number one. Does the king have to compensate the field for going through it? Or Ezem em yavad? And also, which field shall I go through? I have the option really to go through either. Do I the Ezem mehen yaniach? Well, Yiten says Yiten damim, what shall I leave? Shalavasim. So you had serious halachic questions here. Now, what's the serious halachic between adashim and seorim? Because it says, shel adashim, take out the ella, shel adashim ma'achal adam. That's considered food for human beings. Adashim. But shel seorim, when it comes to barley, that is ma'achal be'ema. So maybe it's better to go through, if I'm going to cause destruction to one type, maybe I should destroy animal side. So go through the seorim. However, shel adashim eino chayva b'chala b'chala. But seorim has the advantage that if you make barley bread, you have to separate challah. Similarly, adashim ain omer ba, lentils, you don't bring the korban omer from it. Seorim omer ba b'meno, so there's an advantage to it. So he wasn't sure what to do. That seems to be the question he had. We'll discuss it in a bit more detail soon. Rabban Amri said, no, he had the question. Amri sadeh chat, it was one field. V'shteishonim, it just happened to be two consecutive or two different years. One time it had barley, one time it had lentils. Fine. So the question is, if that's the case, why do you have the question? Why didn't this learn what happened previously? It says, because when it comes to exceptional circumstances, you can't learn from one to the next. Because he says, in this 1 year, it was sakana yeter, it was even more dangerous than the first year. Okay. Now it says, that he ended up, they were stationed by this area, and he ended up saving it, meaning from getting destroyed, the field. Meaning, they saved it. Sound like Vechti. So again, the two different psukim. One again in Devarayam, one in Shmuel. So Elamelamechich Zira, he was able to return it to the owner without causing any destruction there. It was dirim like a male like kistem melea karkom, like a field full of saffron. Or the, in other words, a reference of plural, it was like he was returned many fields. He was so grateful. Okay, now the question is, well, what was the question? So ketiv, itavu David, and seems to be in that pasuk, again, we're back to Divrei Yamim, in a few psukim later. Even though it sounds like a separate incident, it's the Gemara connects them. It says, David wanted, David, he desired, if you like, water. Who can get me water? Mi bor Beit Lechem, from the well of Beit Lechem. That's just strange. Why does it go to Beit Lechem to get water? So the Gemara is explaining now. Rav Chiya bar Abba says, halacha nitzrecha lo. He had a question regarding halacha. Like we just said, can a melech poretz geder, or if he can, but does he have to pay or not? So, and it says, viv ku'u hashlosha. Now, if you call shlosha, b'machane plishim, it says, v'yishuvu mai mi bor Beit Lechem. The three, if you like this, another story, the heroes came through and broke through the line of the Plishtim in order to get water from Beit Lechem. So what was going on? So the three broke through, meaning they were able to determine the Lacha based on three, in other words, eight Sanhedrin. But David didn't want to drink from it. So again, metaphorically, what's that mean? He didn't want the Lacha to be established by in his name. Why? Because in this situation, it could be perceived he was only kovei halacha in that way for his own self-interest. He was the one that would have benefited from the result of the halacha. Nonetheless, v'yasech otam la'Hashem. So the pasuk seems to suggest he got the water and poured it out for Hashem. Meaning, nonetheless, kava masech ledorot. It was nonetheless established that like melech poretz geder, like we said, or poretz la'asol lo geder. Okay, bar kafra amar. Actually, no, the reason why he needed water was not the halachic discussion we were discussing. Ella, chagaya, it was sukkahs. Vinusachamayim, he needed to do the water lavations. Why can't you get him anywhere? No, because you need special water, it says here. V'hayta, it says, and well, why? V'hayta heter b'mahaya. Sorry. Vinusachamayim haya v'heter b'mahaya. And he needed the water for the water lavations, and it was heter b'motz, who could do it where he was. V'yivku'u hashlosha, why need three people? V'lam hashlosha then? Well, Atar Achad Oreg, one was a hero that killed people. V'chad Mefaneh, the other one was to clear away the bodies. V'chad Machnis Vuchad B'Tara, because he needed to go to the well of Beit Lechem to get Tara water. So the two individuals came to clear the path for him, both from the enemies and from Tuma, so the third person could retrieve the water in the state of Tara. Then it says, Katuv Achad Omer Avi Nasech Otam Lashem, the Katuv Achad Zevi Yasech. Again, two different psukim. One in Divrei Yamim, one in Shmuel, one says V'Yasech, one says V'Yasech. So man of V'Yasech sounds like that's just Rabbi Chiya bar Ba, that he, as in Kava Masechta, Yasech Masechta, meaning in terms of Halacha. However, man da Amar V'Yasech seems to be like Bar Kafa, that said he actually needed the water for Nisuch Hamayim, so therefore the two different psukim support the two different takes on the sugya. Now Rav Huna B'Shem Rav Yossi, Hilchot Shvuyim Nitzvachalo, Hichot Shvuyim here is referring to, again, the spoils of war, in terms of the Melech Tex Rishon, things like that. And Rav Shimon Barabi, so he says, Amar Binyan Beit HaMikdash Nit Aver, that he wanted to build a Beit HaMikdash. Well, what that means is, Din Echad Pe Binyan No Nistapek Lo. He had a question, according to Marafolder, regarding Binyan Beit HaMikdash, and he asked the Sanhedrin, and it was resolved that way, as opposed to the question regarding Melech Peretz Geder. Okay, there's four different things, what it means, why he wanted water. Hey, one is halacha regarding Melech Peretz Geder. The second one was the Finisucha Nisucha Mayim. Third one was regarding the war spoils, the halacha regarding spoils of war. And the fourth one just saw about something related to a law of the Beis Hamikdash. Okay. Now, this is not halacha vav. Lo yabalo nashim ela ashman asra. That the hard limit to the amount of wives a king can have is 18, irrespective of their stature, meaning who the women are. Meaning, so Rabbi Huda says, Marbello hulo ubevach lo ye misirot et libo. So it sounds like the cap on 18 is only if they're one of the high stature. However, if they were tzadikot, he could keep going. Rabbi Yoshima says, absolutely not. Afilu achad, even if one is misirot liba, is not the best wife that would influence him in a bad way, he can't have one wife. So it sounds, imken, why does it say lo yabello nashim? He can't have too many wives. Even if the tzadikot, his hard cap limit is, as we said, is 18. Then it also says, "Voli bala susim, he can't have too many horses." Ella, what's needed for his chariots? Okay. In other words, Dafka susim betelim lachiv dato, only those he wants massive stables, ulit gadel barof susim asur. If he's doing it, if, in other words, that, those which are necessary, for sure he can have as many as he needs, but those that are just sort of dormant and sort of sitting there just to show how great the king is because he has all these full stables, well, that's beyond the limit. Similarly, v'keses zahav lo yaber lo, ela kedei aspanya, it sounds like he can't have too much gold and silver, except for the amount he needs to fund his army. We'll discuss that soon. For Kotev Sefer Torah, he also writes a Sefer Torah Lishmo, meaning over and above, if you like, the Sefer Torah that everyone in Am Yisrael has to write. It says, Yotze Lemilchama, when you go out to war, V'uimo, the Sefer Torah, in other words, that one everyone has to write, he keeps at home. However, he has a special Sefer Torah he has to keep on himself. Yotze Lemilchama, he goes out to war, V'uimo, he takes it with him, and Nichnas, he goes, comes back, it's with him, Yoshev Bedin, when sitting in Din. Well, who it's law, it's with him. Meisav, if he's eating, who connect shnema vaitlaim or v'karabo kol chaimei chayav. Has to be within the entire time and he has to read from it. Let's continue. This, the Mishnah continues now. Ein rochavim al suso, you cannot ride on his horse, meaning a normal person, not in the king's horse. Vein if he can't sit on his throne, al kiso. Vein mishtam shim b'shav, you can look at his staff. Ein ro inotar, you can look at the king, can't see the king naked. Or not when he is having a haircut, when he's bathing, meaning there has to be a certain, the king has placed above you, you should have a certain sense of fear from the king, or actually the king. Now the Gemara says, Lo yerbe lo nashim, Rav Kahana amar, al shem hashishi yitra'am le'egla. So that was, we've talked about the six, if you like, that he had six sons born to him in Hebron. And that was a pasuk we made reference before. And I got ahead of myself a little bit before. However, here, when the Navi was rebuking him, umakti tamam ve'im ma'at osifa lecha kehena kehena. That's what the Navi was referring to, sorry. It's a kufi prakim later. Tzen lecha et ha-beit adonecha v'nashe adonecha v'chetke v'na lecha et beit Yisrael v'yehuda v'im ma'at v'osifa lecha kehena kehena. You'll be able to have another twofold of what you have, kahena v'kahena. Mashma, you'd be able to have, well, in other words, why are you taking Bathsheba? You could have had another 12 wives if you wanted to. That was part of the rebuke. So you see the limit as being 18. Then it says, lo yabelo simalakim markavto, as we see here, why haven't David HaMelech al shem v'yakir David et kol ha-rechev, that which was captured, David HaMelech hamstrung those horses because it wasn't necessary. V'ktir, it says, v'kesed v'zahav lo yabelo al elekide aspamya. So in other words, that's the amount of money has to be kept to. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Omar uvad aspamya shoshanaz uvad. Meaning it only seems to pay the army, not forever and ever more, because there's no limit then, but really only for 1 year's worth. So he's really held back in terms of the wealth he is able to hold. Okay, we'll stop a line early, because then it talks about Shlomo Melech and three David related to these three things that needs more attention. Okay, Beseder, have a good day.